Barbara Bush's dream wedding. After George H.W. Bush lost the love of his life, his wife Barbara, in April, his granddaughter, Barbara Pierce Bush, knew just what to do. She cleared her calendar, enlisted the new love of her life, screenwriter Craig Kanye, and took up temporary residence in the family's Kennebunkport, Maine home so that the 94-year-old former president wouldn't be alone. It was just us three, quiet and beautiful, Barbara says. I would read to him while he napped. Craig and I would go on walks, then dress my grandfather up and take him out for martinis and oysters. Craig, an Atlanta native who met the former first daughter on a blind date just last November, also secretly did a little research. On a return trip in August, August 25th, he surprised Barbara by dropping to one knee at the exact spot on Oceanside Rocks beside the home where her grandfather proposed to an 18-year-old Barbara Pierce 75 years earlier, says her namesake. I didn't know Craig had found out this history. Of course, I cried, and our cousins were spying from windows taking pictures. The couple, whose 11-month romance was known only to family and close friends, exchanged wedding vows on that spot on October 7 in a backyard ceremony witnessed by 20 close family members. After a first dance to Sam Cooke's Wonderful World in a living room cleared of furniture for the occasion, all 20 fit around a single table for a homey feast of Maine lobster and corn on the cob. A big party was not our vibe, Barbara, age 36, tells People. It was more important to get married somewhere that we love and where we have loved each other and where my grandfather could still be with us while he's feeling good still. Barbara's twin matron of honor, today correspondent Jenna Bush Hager, described it on air as a very secret wedding, a little bit like my elusive sister. The vastly more private of Laura and George W. Bush's two daughters, Barbara is board chair of the Global Health Corps nonprofit she founded in 2008. Craig, 36, who moved from Los Angeles to Barbara's Manhattan home just days before the wedding, shares the soulful side she said also has in common with her father. When Craig asked for my hand in marriage, Barbara says he and Dad talked for 45 minutes about spirituality, children, and bigger picture life things. In his wedding toast, George W., a prolific painter in his post-presidency, saluted his new son-in-law. As the lonely artist in our family, I'm thrilled to have another sensitive soul with whom I can relate. Plus, it's nice to know someone from Hollywood who kind of likes me. Laura Bush, in her emotional toast, savored the simple completeness of her little family and Barbara's joy. Of a summer night long ago in Midland, Texas, when her babies were asleep in bed, Laura recalled, Daddy and I were in our little backyard at twilight, and I thought, this is the life. Well, Barbara and Craig, this is the life.